Gloria Brown dreamt her daughter would die in a helicopter. Tamar was a master sergeant in the Army, due to fly out for her third tour next Thursday. Tamar's birthday going away party was later that very day. Tamar's father, Gloria's ex-husband and business partner, would be there. Gloria needed to stop by and pick up the cake, a giant, rectangular-shaped red velvet cake, Tamar's favorite. Gloria kept glancing at the clock on the wall. She needed to go soon. The man had sat in silence for the last 10 minutes, perhaps longer. Gloria was not really sure, but this sort of awkward silence was part of her job, had been since the beginning. People would be surprised how often exactly this sort of thing happened. News of the recently deceased, especially someone mighty close, sometimes conjured up something like paralysis, as if the mind had gone offline and had shut down to reboot. The man and his wife had been taking a long postponed trip to the Outer Banks. The story was that she had kin there, though she had never met them, nor did they try to connect on this particular visit, and the couple had been on their way to Wilmington when she was stricken by a massive stroke at a Hardee's in Crosstown. The coroner had a bug up my behind, as he himself said one cold morning out back behind the coroner off county offices, cigarette dangling from the corner of his mouth, about any corporate-run funeral home. So he always contracted out to independents. Today he called Gloria and Ray. Got an out-of-towner for y'all. What followed was paperwork, largely a few phone calls and an awkward conversation with a man who had not planned on driving home alone. Gloria asked the man, who sat in silence, "Is there someone I can call to drive you back to Texas, sir?" She could tell when it was about to happen. She could almost see it happening, like watching the lights at the top of a tower switching off, going dim right before her eyes, one level at a time. Radio silence. For some reason, these silences never bothered her. Her ex-husband once told her she was simply intuitive and a natural natural empath. At the time, Gloria had not a clue as to what he had meant. Gloria wanted to call the cake maker to make sure the big red cake would be ready. She felt certain it would be, but she had a tendency to worry about things of this nature, things over which she had some control. Things like a grieving widower, for some reason, perturbed her much less. Indeed, she could see he was not the sort of man who wanted someone to come and sit next to him, to hold his hand and say those things a mortuary professional was expected to say, practiced, road-tested proverbs and reassurances as eye-catching and non-threatening as fruit baskets, delivered with highly convincing sincerity, which, paradoxically, cannot be faked.